Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today it's Hamburguesa in your Boca, National Hamburger Day. Oh, Georgie Music. Thank you, Georgie. 3 o'clock theme song there. How about this, Solana? I don't know if you saw what Heat Muse tweeted out. Did you see potential starting lineup?
I did not, no.
All right. Heat Muse, this morning I saw it, and I said, this is right in Solana's wheelhouse. As they say, how far can this team go? Your two guards, Tyler Hero and Chris Paul.
Okay.
Your two forwards, Bam and DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your center is Khalil Ware.
Mm-hmm.
Six-man Davion Mitchell.
Okay. How far can that team go?
How far can that team go?
I mean, Hawk, if I'm being honest, I've got that team winning 66 games next year.
And three titles in a row?
Maybe three finals appearances in a row. Two
CP3,
titles.
CP3, Hero, DeRozan, Bam, Khalil Ware.
No joke. You address two main issues. First one is scoring. You need a legitimate bucket getter. Tyler Hero proved he can be that this year, but he can't be your only bucket getter because then you lose by 45 points in the playoffs to Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland does. They hold him to four.
Right. So you provide another bucket getter, instant offense, pick and rolls with Khalil Ware and Bam Adebayo with DeMar DeRozan would be awesome. And DeMar DeRozan, despite his age, has played, I think, north of 70 games the past 2 years. I have to double check that, but I think I read that the other day. So he's on the floor. Like, he's playing games. Okay. And then you address another major issue, which is you need a true point guard, somebody who can go out there. Davion Mitchell is a really good basketball player, but he's not like a prototypical point guard. And when the Heat kind of needed him to be, he wasn't necessarily fantastic at setting up teammates. Like, he's an energy guy, defensive stopper, energy guy who can give you a game or two here in points. So Chris Paul addresses those needs, but is that a title contending team? No.
Yeah,
like,
I want to see. You sounded very excited about it, but no, not by a long shot.
I mean, I could do 82 pregame shows talking like they are. Don't get me wrong, but is that team a title contender? No, it's just,
I mean,
you're
adding aging three CP3 and DeMar DeRozan to your roster. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
both names, recognizable names. Like you said, true point guard, real scorer. But they are both getting up there.
Would you rather have Terry Rozier coming off the bench next year, giving you 16 minutes a game, or Chris Paul and Davion Mitchell as your two backcourt point guards, like the two guys who are going to get the bulk of the minutes playing guard, along with Tyler Hero and DeMar DeRozan, and then whoever else is going to come in and shoot threes? I think everybody's taking the latter of those two options.
Because I think that's what Riley is going to end up getting. When we talk about recognizable names and whales, because I just don't think they have the assets to get who the players who people think that they, I mean, obviously who you really want. I just don't think they're going to end up being in the mix for it. You're going to end up with CP3s and DeMar DeRozans. And is that enough to satiate the fan base who wants change?
If you're a Heat fan out there who is saying, and we've talked about this, Hawk, Durant or Giannis, or bust, then you better hope, get on your hands and knees, pray to whatever god it is you pray to, that Kevin Durant or Giannis Antetokounmpo are simply saying Miami or nowhere else. And I don't think that's the case for either of those two guys. That's the only way either of those guys ends up in Miami, where Kevin Durant's going to Phoenix saying, trade me to Miami. That's the only other place I want to go to. Or Giannis Antetokounmpo saying, trade me to Miami. That's the only other place I want to go to. Because the Heat simply don't have the assets to to win a bidding war with those two franchises. They just don't.
Which is why I think everyone should be prepared for CP3 and DeMar DeRozan and that ilk. Which, listen, no shame in that. They ain't Giannis. But you can only do what you can do.
If the Heat get extensively better over the offseason by making some of these lateral moves rather than making the big splash everybody wants them to make, they get better. They end up being a 6 seed next year, Hawk, a 5 seed, while the main goal still being 2026, by the way. I'm not saying that that is good, right? Like, I'm not saying that that has to be the new standard, be the 6 seed. I'm saying the goal is still 2026, and they make a move now that's not a big splash, but it still improves the roster. It makes them better. It makes them more competitive. They're not the 10 seed, and they avoid the play-in tournament. I think you have to be okay with that. I think so.
You're not okay with that with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I'm not, because
Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
That's fine, Hawk. I mean, we could do this if you want, but
well, I'm just saying it's inconsistent.
It is.
I know.
It is.
The Heat have a more recent record of being competitive and winning championships. I'm with you. But you've got all or nothing when it comes to the Dolphins, and be patient when it comes to the Heat.
You're right. It is inconsistent. I'm not joking. It is wildly inconsistent, and I'm not holding the two teams to the same standard. But here's why. The Heat have proven to me that they don't need to tank in order to repair their roster, to retool their roster, to go compete at the highest level. They did it multiple times.
The time that they did it, though, that was really successful, they did tank.
Not necessarily.
Right? To set up the big three? Wasn't that...
No. I mean, they...
They had to have that 15-win season in order to get into position, didn't they?
No. The 15-win season was 07-08. They didn't get Chris Bosh, LeBron, and D-Wade until 10-11. What the Heat had was foresight to create that cap room. Dwayne Wade was talking about it the other day. He was on one of those Barstool sports accounts where he was telling Pat Riley in 2008, 2009, the season before LeBron, go get Amari Stoudemire, because apparently there was an opportunity to go trade for Amari, and the Heat were like, no, we're going to remain patient. And D-Wade's like, patient? I might be gone if you're too patient. But the Heat had the foresight of, if we don't make any moves now, we go get Jermaine O'Neal, who's expiring in 2010. If we go get X players who are expiring, we're going to have the cap space to put together the greatest team ever assembled at the time. And you're right. I am holding the two organizations to separate standards, because I'm saying, hey, if you're the Dolphins, total rebuild is necessary. I am saying that. And with the Heat, I don't even suggest it. One, because I know they're not going to do it. And two, because they've proven to me, Hawk, that they can rebuild their team. They've done it multiple times without a complete and total rebuild. And the Dolphins haven't proven that to me in my lifetime. They just haven't.
Yeah, but they've done complete and total rebuilds that haven't worked. I mean, my
Correct.
Whole point on the Dolphins is you're closer to being a really good team than you are needing a rebuild. That's the issue that I take with your thought.
Yeah, and you're right, but the person in charge of quote-unquote retooling with the Miami Dolphins, I wouldn't trust to hold an egg walking across a kitchen. Like, I just don't. I don't trust Chris Greer to get this done, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope this is the year that he proves me wrong.
Well, you will be. I'm thinking about using that $200 bonus bet on the Dolphins win the division. Anything about that?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How can anybody take issue with what I'm saying, though? Honestly, I trust the Miami Heat organization that has done more winning in my lifetime with the same people in place in the organization to turn this around. How could anybody take issue with that? Me trusting one organization that has done this repetitively?
Because that's not really the question. If you're asking which organization do you trust more right now, of course you're going to trust the one with Pat Riley, who's got the rings. Like, that's not really the question. The question is, are you satisfied as a Heat fan if they don't make a big splash and you end up with CP3 and DeMar DeRozan? And there are a lot of Heat fans. We see them on the text line. That's not going to be enough for them.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. I said it when we had the Pat Riley end of season press conference. There were people at the end who were calling for Don Shula's head. There were people who were calling for Dan Marino's head. And there are people who are tired of Pat Riley asleep at the wheel. I'm not that guy. They have that kind of cachet with me. But you're foolish if you think that doesn't exist out there.
Oh, for sure. I know it does. That's what my DMs are riddled with. Sleepy Pat needs to retire. But I think you're foolish, especially to do it now. You think me, the biggest Heat homer on this radio station, is happy watching Terry Rozier, who you traded a first-round pick for, go out there and stink it up? No. But I'm also not foolish to say that Pat Riley, who turned Josh Richardson and Hassan Whiteside into Jimmy Butler and then gave you 5 years where you went to 2 NBA Finals and 3 Eastern Conference Finals, needs to step down 2 years removed from that? I think it's silly. I think you're looking at organizations around the NBA who are in the dumps year after year, who in my lifetime would give anything to sniff half the success the Heat have had in my lifetime. And because of 2 down years, and in the midst of it, the biggest face of your organization since Dwayne Wade causing a stink has happened, you're going to punt on Pat Riley? I think it's silly. I think it's short-sighted, and I think it's people who have just become obsessed with transactions more so than trusting an organization.
Well, again, you're defaulting into an argument that I'm not necessarily certain is being had. I'm just saying there are plenty of people who are tired of being patient with the Heat.
Yeah.
Even though I would submit you really haven't been that patient with them, because they've delivered you Eastern Conference Final and championship appearances in more recent memory than most NBA franchises. But
that's my point, Hawk. Like, we're,
no, I get it.
People,
I get it.
People are acting. And again, I say this while understanding the standard that the Heat should have should always be title or bust, because that's the standards that they've set for themselves. So I'm with everybody there. What's happening now is not okay. It shouldn't be the new standard. But you're saying after 2 years, which, by the way, were playoff appearances, it's time to get rid of everybody in that organization at the top level?
Playoff appearances. Come on. I mean, you consider what happened in the Cleveland series, a playoff appearance.
Well, that's true. Jimmy Butler gets hurt last year in the playing game. If he doesn't, I'm not saying they go back to the NBA Finals, but they probably beat the Sixers in that first playing
game. Yeah, but I could do that with Tua last season. That's not fair.
It's true.
I mean, I could do it. They're a playoff team.
You're right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.